Welcome to the Professional Plumber Podcast. We hope that these podcasts will bring some insight into who we are and what we do. So while in conversation with the PIRB, sit back, enjoy, and make sure to connect with the PIRB on Facebook or at pirb.co.za for more.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we will discuss how easy it is to do CPD in a short amount of time and why it is important to commit to keeping up with the industry. Now, with me in studio, I have Mrs. Joanna Shaw. She is one of the CPD administrators of the PIRB. And then also our other guest, Mr. Zevan Cronier. We'll give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves right after this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
Just before I fire away with all of the other questions that I have for each of you, I want to give each of you just the opportunity to introduce yourself to the audience. And Joanna, if we can start off with you, please.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna Shaw. I'm the CPD administrator at PIRB. I deal with the happy clients, the angry clients, and just generally the most of the time the nice ones too.
So you come to work with a pair of boxing gloves on or one of those headgears that the boxers put on when they exercise and practice?
Most days it's just bubble wrap, Willem. Bubble wrap.
Well, welcome to the studio and thank you for joining
us,
Joanna. Zevan, how about you?
Good morning, hello to everyone. Yeah, no, I'm Zevan Cronier. I'm the owner of a plumbing company in Freyd. I've been in the plumbing trade for roughly about 10 and a half years. I'm a licensed registered plumber, registered with the PIRB as a plumber, as an individual plumber, as well as registered with IOPSA as a company and as owner of the company. I'm a licensed solar installer, so that's basically what I do.
All right, so you're plumber, both in plumber, but you also have the specialization of being a solar installer.
That is correct, yes.
That's always good to know. Freyd, that's in, what is that, Northern Cape, or is Freyd, where's Freyd?
Northern KZN.
Northern KZN. All
that's right, yes, not too far from Newcastle.
I was quite far off by saying that it's in a Northern Cape.
Just a couple, about 10 hours or so.
But Zevan, so Joanna invited you to this episode because you achieved something that others would find difficult to achieve, and we're doing this episode to prove to the audience, you know, that certain things are achievable. And it can be easier than and simpler than what they think and the general perception thereof. So, Joanna, can you tell us how you came to connect with Zevan in the first place?
I got a call from one of the other IOPSA members in KZN. He was telling me that he had this guy, which was Zevan. He had this guy come up to him and say, "Listen, I've been CPD suspended. I need to get the suspension lifted. What can I do?" So I said to him, "No, what's his registration number? Let me see what's happening." Sent him a few things. Then he explained his story to me. So I said to him, "I can send you, since he's gone, through this ordeal in the past year, I can send you the exemption form." And he said to me, "Okay, send me the list of things that he can do as well as the exemption form. And then I'll give it to Zevan and we'll see then what can be done from here." So I said, "Okay, no, that's fine." And then just kept on communicating with him. He uploaded this now, he did this now. And I was like, "But I gave you an exemption form. Doesn't he just want to fill that out?" And he said to me, "No, he said he wants to earn his points." And I was like, "Wow,
okay.
I'm giving you an easy option out." And you're saying that, no, Zevan is saying to you, "No, he wants to earn his points." And I mean, the amount of time that it took him to be compliant and get the suspension lifted, that it was, you know, it was remarkable because guys would just complain for 3 days. I think Siobhan did it in those 3 days.
Well done. Well done, Siobhan. It's a great indication of taking pride in what you do, and taking pride in the fact that you're a professional and you want to actually develop yourself professionally.
That's right. I mean, that's what the CPD is there for.
Absolutely. You've got to keep up with technology, with new methods of doing things, new parts, new components that, because of the fact that technology always evolves, you've got to keep up with what is going on in your trade, in your line of business. You know, otherwise you lag behind, and it's like going to a dentist and saying, you know, I want this tooth pulled. And the dentist says to you, yes, you know what, but I was trained by my journeyman.
Yeah.
and my journeyman was trained by his journeyman. And the only way and method that we know of, and the only tools that we know of, is to pull your tooth out with a pliers. Are you still going to sit in my chair? You know, because we haven't kept up professionally. So,
well, that's not work, you know, as long as you don't take out the hammer and chisel.
Absolutely. All right, so Jeanne, can you quickly explain, you mentioned the exemption form. For those that might not know what that is about and what that entails, certainly there must be some terms and conditions that goes along and that are associated with that. So can you just very briefly explain to the audience what that exemption is, or what the exemption form is?
So the exemption form is put in place for plumbers who have gone through the worst of the worst situations, and they are honestly not able to accumulate their points for that specific cycle. So, in Zivan's case, he had a loss in his family, which is obviously, I mean, it's extreme, you know, having to adapt and, a lot of things that's happening specifically in his household that, you know, makes him kind of put work aside. And that was then offered to him because it would either be loss in the family. If you've fallen ill, you were in the hospital, or you've got a physical, ailment that's preventing you, you know, from doing your daily job. Then of course, you know, you let us know. We'll send you the exemption form. It's reviewed by the committee first. The committee will, you also need to attach your proof that yes, you know, this is the doctor's note, or yes, this is from whoever. This is what happened. The committee reviews it and then gets approved, and then you clear for that cycle.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, okay, you know what? Now you just carry on for your current cycle. Or if you need to be exempt from this cycle, then, you know, we'll see how we can help you. And then, yeah, so that's basically what the exemption form is.
But it's not just a question of, you know, I just don't feel like doing the CPD and now I'm going to think and thumbsuck some excuse, you know, and then come up with some excuse. It must be let's not use the word
yes,
excuse.
Yes, it's not an excuse.
But it
yes.
must be a valid reason. There must be some depth to it and truth and value, your validity
yes,
to
yes.
it. Otherwise, you know, all registered plumbers will just call in and say, listen, hey,
yeah.
I'm very sorry. And it's actually, you know, regrettable to hear, Zivan, that you had to experience that and that trauma and that setback for you, which would then obviously absolutely draw your attention and your focus away on other things and take up all your time, consume your focus and your mindset, etc. I'm very sorry to hear that, Zivan. So you offered Zivan the opportunity to fill this form in rather than do the actual CPD points. You mentioned that earlier in the conversation. And Zivan then proudly said, listen, I don't want to take the short route and the shortcut. I'd rather, because of taking pride in what I do and having this desire to develop my knowledge and my skills and whatever the case may be professionally,
yes.
He chose to actually go for
yeah,
you know, I mean, what others would perceive as the difficult route.
As the difficult route, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I heard his story, I was just like, I was in tears. I was like, you know what? I need to call him, but I need like, I had to have a cup of tea and just relax because I was like, I don't want to cry over the phone when I'm speaking to him. Because I mean, you go through this and your whole life changes. And still you're saying, you know what, but I am a professional plumber. This is, it's not my job. It's your career, you know, and taking pride in that. That was just, it was mind blowing. It was so inspiring, Willem. I even like, because I'm studying now, I went home and I told my husband, I was like, you know what, let's just clear everybody. Let's get everybody into bed because I'm a professional now. And I need some few hours to study. You know, that type of thing. It's just so inspiring that you're someone who has every reason not to do something and still says, no, but I want to do it. You know, yeah. And not with a grudge or, you know, with sarcasm behind it, with so much enthusiasm. No, I want to do it. I've sent you this. Can you have a look? And, you know, going through his profile, and I mean, he chose the correct activity. He had all the correct proof attached to it. It was just, can't I invite this guy to the office? Like, Zivan, can you come to the office and just explain to other plumbers how easy this is?
And how simple it can actually be.
Yeah, I think we need to get you in the office so that when they're fighting with me, I can just please hold for Zivan. He'll speak to you.
Zivan, and apparently it was in quite a short period of time as well that he had to sort of accumulate, you know, a certain number of CPE points.
Yeah, it was less than a week.
Very short time. Well, well done, Zivan. And now, before I ask you the other question, I want to ask you, Zivan, how far were you behind with your CPD points at that specific point in time?
Yeah, well, honestly, when I woke up and said, listen, I'm actually suspended already and I haven't accumulated any points. If I correct me if I'm wrong, Janae, but I think I was behind with about 11 or 12 points at the time.
Yes, yeah.
So, yes, then it was already past my renewal date. I've already been suspended and I realized, okay, now I need to do something about this. And, that's when I approached the PIRB and the other IOPSA member that helped me out with this, and we got the ball rolling.
But, Zivan, I mean, Janae mentioned now that it was 12 points. That's almost half your required amount of CPD points. I mean, as a qualified licensed plumber, the required number of CPD points that you should have for your specific year cycle, your CPD cycle is 25. So 12 is almost half of that. And you had to accumulate that within a week's time.
That's right.
That you know, there are many of the registered plumbers who would say, you know, it's impossible to get 25 in a 12-month period, and Zivan, you actually achieved half of that in a week's time.
That's correct. Yes.
You know, it's when we send out the CPD menu and we tell guys, listen, read through the menu, see the activities, then see what you've actually already done. I mean, most of it you'll see, no, but I did this and I did that. It's just that you need to get the proof now to show that this is what I've done. Thereafter, okay, what else can I do now? And I think in his case, it was more, I've got this, I've got that. I just need to send it in, you know? And he did that within a week. And he wasn't compliant, and now he's carrying on.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy-to-follow courses can be found on iopsatraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
And now, back to our conversation. Zivan, I just want to reiterate on what it was that prompted you to say you don't want to actually take the shortcut. You actually want to earn your CPD points. Just very briefly tell us again, why did you choose that route rather than the easy way out?
You know, Willem, as with any job that you do, with any activity that you take on, the easy way is most likely not the correct way. Taking that short route, saying, yes, let me fill out this exemption form. Let me just skip the whole process and get exemption for this year. You're not going to gain anything out of it in the long run. The CPD is there for the purpose of learning something, of improving yourself in your skills, in your field of work, whatever you do. And that's basically what it came down to for me. And as you guys have mentioned before, most of the points came from activities that I've already completed. I received the CPD menu. I saw, okay, but I have already registered on the new e-learning platform. There's a couple of points to earn, so I just sent through the proof of that. I have already downloaded the app on my phone, sent through a screenshot of that, and you get awarded the points for that activity. So once you start going through those through the CPD menu, you'll very easily and very fast see, but okay, listen, this and this I've already done. Let me send that through. Let me get the points. And then you're left with a handful of points that still needs to be accumulated, and that can be done in various forms of activities.
So in your experience, Zivan, was it fairly simple to accumulate these points and earn these points? I want to use the word earn because that's what you said to Joanna. You want to earn your points. To earn these points in that short period of time. I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying about the types of CPD activities that you actually completed. And by the sounds of it, you know, it's many of these CPD activities aren't, an additional task that you have to do outside of your normal daily work scope. It can be part of just your daily work in your.
Yes, that's correct. Most of it is very easy to achieve. There is one or two things that you can go and do and put in a bit of effort, but for the main part, the activities that are there for you, you don't have to go out of your way. You've just got to do your daily work. You've got to keep up with the industry, download the applications, and at the end of the day, for myself, originally I felt that it is a big task, that you have to spend a lot of money, that you have to spend a lot of time to do these, to earn these points or to become compliant. And after sitting and going through the menu and having a look at that, that is not the case. You do not have to spend a lot of money. You do not have to pay for all the, a lot of courses. However, when you do purchase courses, when you do go that route of attending training sessions, yes, you do also get awarded points for that.
Yeah, awarded points. That's you're saying awarded points for that, but also awarded with the skills and the knowledge that goes along with whatever training you received.
That is right, yes, and that's exactly the purpose of the CPD. You get awarded points for knowledge that you attain, for knowledge that you gain.
So, Zivan, what did you find interesting about the CPD and the activities that are offered? What was interesting to you about that? What stood out about it?
Well, as we've discussed now, mainly how easy it actually is where myself, I was always under the impression this is going to be a big task. How am I going to attain all these points in a year's time? And I found it very interesting to see that, listen, that is not the case. You can actually do it very easily.
Did you have any CPD, specific CPD activity that stood out for you and that you could call, let's for a lack of better terms, that you would refer to as your favorite CPD activity?
Well, being hands-on, sitting in an office irritates me. So obviously that was any physical form of activity that I can do for points. And that was actually the final 4 points that I needed to have my suspension lifted. You get awarded points for doing any charity work. And One of my regular clients that I do a lot of work for on a regular basis approached me. They've got some leaking toilets. They've got some leaking pipes. And I told them, okay, I'm going to do this for you free of charge. Since you are an organization where I can offer my services as a charity work. And after completing the work, I just asked them for a letter to confirm that that work has been done. And I uploaded that to Janae, and I was awarded the points on that activity. So definitely, since it's a physical work, which I keep myself busy with most of the time, that was definitely my favorite.
I can concur that from what I've heard and from the interviews that I've had, not many plumbers are office orientated. They are hands on guys. But I want to.
No, then we wouldn't become plumbers.
But I want to applaud you, really, to say to you that certainly, you know, from what I can deduce of your character through our conversation that we've had now and the things that I've heard about you and from you, you know, certainly your perspective wasn't just to do that charity work to earn the CPD points, therefore, but also to plow back into your community and to give back into your community.
That's correct, yes. The institution where I did the charity work, it was the local masjid here in Freyheit. I do work for them on a regular basis, and they do support me, and seeing that they've always supported me, awesome. That was an opportunity for me to give something back to the community, to the clients that's always been there supporting my company, helping me grow as a company and as an individual.
Just before wrapping up this conversation, have a listen to this. I'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Zivan, what would you want to say to plumbers out there who are perhaps also behind on their CPD points and who, you know, may face suspension in the near future? What would you like to say to them if you have something to say to them?
Well, they shouldn't just lose up. They shouldn't just give up and say, listen, this is pointless. This is, well, that's a pun intended. It is not pointless. but yeah, if you're uncertain of how to achieve it, of how to get through whatever you're going through, how to attain those points, there is support. Go to contact anyone at the PIRB, contact anyone at IOPSA. I'm sure every plumber out there knows people that work with PIRB and IOPSA. And ask for help, and they will be more than willing to help you out, to give you that menu, to say, listen, okay, but this is what you can do, that's where you can earn points, and you will find it surprisingly easy to actually achieve that.
And again, you yourself is obvious evidence thereof. I mean, you had to attain, you know, 12 points in a period of a week, and you achieved it. You earned it and you achieved it. So you're absolutely evidence of what you've just stated. Just as a final word, you mentioned as well earlier on, and Joanne and myself mentioned it earlier on in the conversation, that, you know, CPD is continuous professional development, and it's time for plumbers to take pride in what they do and realize that they are professionals in their specific skilled trade. And that times change, technology changes, methods of doing your work changes, new tools, new parts and components. And if you don't keep up with that, if you don't, you know, keep your knowledge up to date, then you're going to become that dentist who still takes a tooth out with a hammer and a chisel. Is that, would you concur to that, Zivan?
That is correct, yes. CPD is there for the purpose of growing you as an individual. It's not just, well, as I at one point felt myself, it's not just some bureaucrat sitting there thinking, okay, how can we get something more out of these guys? It is actually a system that was implemented by professional plumbers for the professional plumbers. Mm. And, yeah, to assist every single plumber out there to grow as an individual, to grow their skills, to grow their mindset, and at the end of the day, just come out better at what you do.
And we can also add to that that it's about the upliftment of the plumbing industry as a whole, not just the individual.
Absolutely.
Because if everyone keeps developing and improving themselves, they're uplifting the profession, the whole industry that they actually work in.
That's correct, yes.
Because the other thing is, all plumbers, they want to be taken so seriously. You know, I'm a plumber. Nobody wants to take me serious. And I'm like, but take yourself seriously first. And stop referring to yourself as, I'm just a plumber. No, you are a professional plumber. you know, take pride in your career and your profession and who you are and what you do. And then you'll see that, you know, everybody else will start to take you seriously. But, Zivan, we'd just like to have a statue erected in your name in the office, and we'll just direct all CPD calls to you. So when plumbers need some inspiration, I can just be like, you know what, sir, speak to Zivan. He'll help you. He'll tell you what you need to do.
Well, give them my number and I'll assist them while I'm busy doing my actual work, because I don't sit in the office.
Listen, Zivan, I wanna thank you for having joined us in this podcast, in this conversation today. And simultaneously, I also want to again applaud you and commend you on your characteristics that you've shown, and you know, also what you've achieved and what you've done. That's, you know, it's fantastic, and it's always such a nice thing to have a conversation with a person like yourself. So thank you. Thanks for what you've shared with us and the audience today.
Well, thank you, Willem, and thank you for the invitation to be here.
Awesome. Jeanne, also, thank you. Thanks for having joined us. And thanks for bringing Zivan in and introducing him to us.
Well, I did it with Willem. Because I just want to refer all the grumpy plumbers to him to just be like, no, but he's truly just such an inspiration. I mean, I just felt like it would be selfish to keep that to ourselves just in the office. You know, it's something like this that needs to be shared with everybody in the industry.
Absolutely.
Really an inspiration.
And then lastly, thanks to the audience for having tuned in. We hope that you as an audience member, have learned something and taken some value out of this podcast.
Thanks for having tuned in. Make sure to read more about the PIRB on our website at pirb.co.za and on our social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.